Women with disabilities and health. Who are women with disabilities? Women with disabilities are people who identify as women, transgender people, gender diverse people, and or non-binary folk who come from many backgrounds and have many different life experiences. We come from different cultures and speak and sign many languages. We live in cities, regional towns, and rural areas. We may be attracted to people of any gender. We may be Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander. We are young people and older people. These may impact on our lives at any time. Women with disabilities are a diverse group of people who are resilient and strong. As individuals, we have unique voices and strengths. As a community, we empower each other to make change. Purpose of the Experts in Our Health Guide. The guide is designed to assist women with disabilities, understand what accessible healthcare is, and learn about our health rights. Find our way around health services and systems. Learn about how to advocate for ourselves in a health setting, as well as advocate for accessible health services for all women with disabilities. Access to health services for women with disabilities. Women with Disabilities Victoria, WDV, hear about the barriers our members face when accessing the health services they need. Some of the experiences women with disabilities have described include not being able to physically access healthcare settings and services, not feeling respected by healthcare staff, not being involved in decisions that affect their healthcare and treatment, not having their communication needs and preferences met, having healthcare staff focus on their disability rather than their health concerns. It is your right to access the services you need to maintain or improve your physical health and mental well-being. It is your right to be provided with the appropriate services for you at the time that you need them. It is your right to go to a few different community or health practitioners or service providers to get the help and information you need in the way you need it. It is your right to be supported, safe, respected, and to receive quality care in every health setting, every time you access care and support. Statistics about women with disabilities and health. 17.8% of women in Australia identify as having a disability. Based on self-reported data, women with disability are more likely to have poorer health than women who do not identify as having disabilities. According to the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, only 24.7% of women with disabilities experience very good or excellent health, compared to 66.6% of women who do not identify as having disabilities. Barriers to access. There are many different reasons why women with disabilities may find health services inaccessible, and as a result, experience poorer health outcomes than other members of the community. These barriers include health information not being provided in a way that is accessible, services being located in buildings without accessible features, such as ramps and accessible toilet facilities, healthcare providers lacking knowledge about disability and the skills and resources they need to make care accessible and inclusive, misconceptions and stereotypes about women with disabilities and sex, which mean that women with disabilities may not easily access sexual and reproductive health services and information. Women with disabilities experiencing additional challenges to their social and emotional well-being, which can be made worse by lack of access to mental health support. Information about and physical access to screening programs such as breast screening not being provided in ways that are inclusive of women with disabilities. Women with disabilities experience more barriers to employment and stable housing than other Australians, making some health services unaffordable. some important things to think about. There are many things that contribute to the health and well-being of each of us. Where we live, the schools we attend, experience of family violence, and how much money we have are examples of things that affect our health. These things are beyond our control. However, access to healthcare is a fundamental human right. We have the same right to healthcare as every other person, and we have the right to make our own health choices. It is the responsibility of health services to learn about what each of us needs and to make their service accessible and inclusive. We may be members of different communities, such as Aboriginal and/or Torres Strait Islander, LGBTIQA+, faith-based or migrant and refugee communities. These factors may add to the barriers we experience. We can advocate for accessible and inclusive health services by joining groups such as disability advisory committees and taking on consumer advisory roles. We can empower each other when we join together to advocate for change. Some questions to help us think about accessible and inclusive healthcare. Did you know that it is a human right for us to have good health? What does accessible and inclusive healthcare feel, look, and sound like? How might other life factors, for example, living in a rural area, affect our access to health services? Quote from Jill: "For me, having a physical disability, one of the main barriers is the built environment. If I go down the street and I need to go into the health service, but there's two or three steps, or they've got the doorbell that I can't reach, those basic things would stop me from taking the first step." End quote.